All right, not being snarky here. Whatever happened to the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Saturday.
Are we still doing that?
Yeah, it's
I think so.
It's Saturday. It was a big gap. Now,
when
you had the conference finals not go real well, actually, one didn't go very far.
The Florida Panthers played a hockey game in the last month.
I feel like they played like on Cinco de Mayo. I feel like that was the last time they played. It's been a while.
It's kind of cool that, you know, the whole Sun Belt expansion. So you've gotten Tampa and Carolina's good, and, you know, Florida's back in the Stanley Cup Finals. Vegas is in it for the second time in 6 years, and Vegas is they got to the Stanley Cup Final in their first year. You guys remember who they lost to?
Who Vegas lost to?
Yeah,
Capitals.
Yeah, that would have been Ovi.
But getting there in the first year, all the excitement. They're a real hockey town. Like, they have a passion. Like, mm-hmm. where Creighton is going to play in December against UNLV, that is the home arena for the AHL team, for the Golden Knights. So Vegas is a legit, like, hockey town. People know hockey. They like to mm-hmm. talk hockey. If you listen to any sports talk, now the Raiders are taking over because football is king. But it's a good, you know, people are very knowledgeable about hockey. I mean, you could say Jack Eichel, and they'd go, is he at the MGM? No, somebody would go, oh, he's skating over at T-Mobile.
Residency.
He's performing tonight.
I was just curious. I know that hockey is not at the forefront, and this is also an odd matchup, but it just seems like we have not had hockey for a while.
No.
Panthers rolled through, and, you know, Vegas won the other night, but I was like, whatever happened to those Stanley Cup Finals?
Yeah, no, it's
been the longest gap between, you know, the NBA and the Stanley Cup Finals, like where you would have thought the Stanley Cup Finals probably would have started like maybe Wednesday. You're waiting all the way till Saturday, so which I don't love for hockey.
Could use a 7-game series.
And I don't love this for hockey because you did have a very lopsided conference final in the Eastern Conference Final, and then Vegas had to kind of fool around a little bit with Dallas, but whatever interest was there, look, hockey to me, hockey needs to keep momentum going. And so when you have that big of a gap, because you're right. I mean, I think a lot of people probably are wondering, wait a minute. I'm a scoreboard watch. When was the first game?
Well, it's just like if the NBA would have had two sweeps.
First one's on Saturday. Yeah, but the NBA, I think, is fine on itself, where you could have that type of gap. You're going to get enough conversation leading up to the actual NBA finals that you could still be off for an entire week, and there's going to be enough buildup where people are going to get excited. Where hockey, it just does not have that same type of resource going into it where you're going to get a lot of buildup to promote the Stanley Cup Finals. So when you have that much time between conference finals ending and the start of the Stanley Cup Finals,
people move on.
I agree. And I don't like that for hockey.
Just for that, I'm going to watch.
No,
I don't want to move on.
No, people aren't going to watch this. Unfortunately, it's a matchup of
Hill
and Bobrovsky, but people aren't going to watch. Outside of Vegas and Florida. Sorry.
And hockey fans.
But at least ESPN is not involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
That's why I want to watch.
How does ESPN screw up their winter sports? They screw up the NHL, and I can't watch. First of all, Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy at times can be funny,
mm-hmm.
but they give off the impression like they don't like the sport.
No, they're Statler and Waldorf without the humor.
Yeah.
You've got one of the best play-by-play guys of all time in Mike Breen.
Mm-hmm.
And then
their studio crew, I have to mute. I can't do it.
Halftime,
I tried yesterday.
Pre-post, the halftime is just filled with commercials. There's no analysis. There's nothing. It's
Stephen A. Smith just yelling for no reason. Like, stop yelling at me.
They have to do something with their studio show because it's just bad. Why have one? Now, I did notice last night
NBC needs to just acquire the rights in a couple years.
Instead of ABC just getting off right and like handing it over from the floor to the post-game show, because you hardly ever see this. They went back to Breen, Jackson, and Van Gundy. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, we know that our guys in the studio are...
Yeah.
But man, that is... There's such a gap between TNT and ESPN/ABC when it comes to their presentation of a game with their studio shows. I've never seen it like this before.
No, it is
It's interesting because I think ESPN prides itself on their basketball coverage throughout the week as far as how they talk about it. The guys that they have involved
they
with
like,
it.
They just like talking about the game.
Exactly.
They don't like covering the
game. Exactly. Yeah. Covering. That's 100% true. Is covering. There's a huge difference between that too. Because they do. They have good resources that talk basketball all week long. But once you get to the coverage of it, it definitely takes a major backseat.
When NBA TV is better at discussing the game that just happened than the network that carried the game, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
NBA TV has Barkley and Shaq working for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all you need to say right there.
And that's what we've done for years. We go over to NBA TV after the games. Yeah. Like even when the Spurs won, that's where we went as we watched that. And while we're on Get Off My Lawn, I still hate, and I say this every year, they no longer show the starting introductions, the starting lineups like they used to. And I think ESPN had been showing the finals 25 years ago, we'd never heard Sirius. We'd never heard, you know, Ray Clay announcing the Chicago Bulls lineup because that was a part of the culture.
Yo,
they took you there.
Chicago Bulls.
So then we have the national anthem, which I thought was fantastic, by the way, last night by Nathaniel Rathlip. It was like, wow, it makes me want to sing along with them. Then go to a commercial. Wait.
Yeah.
I want to feel like I'm there. Well, you don't. Here's a commercial.
Oh, and that's what I've always liked about it.
It's like the Nebraska football broadcast on the radio. It's just commercial after commercial. There's no time for the talent to get in and give something. And maybe in this case, it's better that they have more commercials at halftime than
it probably is. Horrible thing. Michael Wilbon and
Stephen A., Jalen Rose, and Michael Wilbon, you know, sitting there yapping at each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kendall Rogers, he'll yap at us coming up next.
Hey.
It's the opening day of regionals on the road to Omaha. Our good friend will be here in person in 2 weeks. He'll be on the phone in 10 minutes on 1620 The Zone.